to another episode of the Software and with Tactics podcast. Today we're gonna go ahead with yesterday I went ahead with it is a book about Stoics and their lives, and you know, some historically important Stoics like Cleanthes and Cato and whomever. But today we're not gonna go ahead with that. But we are seeing what Seth Godin is talking and or writing about, has been writing about the past few days. And I'm going to read that. So I'm going to show you. Here we go. Let's see. If you're watching a YouTube clip or taking or a talking head, I'm sorry, you can probably tell whether or not you disagree with someone, even with the sound off, and we judge a book or an article on the layout and appearance long before we have read all the words. Human beings invented symbolic logic to make complex arguments based solely on the concepts in evidence. It is a particularly advanced form of discussion, one that no other species is particularly good at, and we're not good at it either. Bloviation, whatever this means, shore, anger, cultural identity, and the transference of emotion all show up in our brains long before we've processed the rational truth of what is being discussed. This is worth keeping in mind when you're trying to persuade someone of your point of view, and even more important when someone is trying to persuade you. Period. And I mean, this is definitely something that I have never... You know, maybe... Oh, I'm just seeing something. I'm just seeing something that is not really good. And I wasn't aware of that, so I'm gonna change that in the background, because obviously, of course, I am rendering something in the background. And yeah, that is a bit of a shitty thing now. But I guess it is fine. Anyway. You know, always this thought of, okay, you know, how does this look like to somebody else, you know, just, you know, always this everything outside is so important. I've never really liked it, but unfortunately it is just important how things look and how other people see certain things. It is important, you know, it is important to consider that, it is important to keep it in mind, it is important to also use that for your advantage, to be honest. I mean, when I'm presenting something in terms of a presentation, then of course I am trying to make it look as professional and as good as it is, even though like the product itself isn't too good. Like, for me, this is a debate about it's not a debate about whatever. For me, it is about for me it is clearly about this thought of always having to present things in a pseudo good way, so that, you know, people think that it is cool even though it isn't. And you know, my point of view, company should really, really, really make sure that the product itself is really good, instead of always thinking about the packaging and the marketing and whatever, you know, so that everybody thinks that it is good. You get the point, I guess. Home is wherever my cello is. Ben Sonder is bringing the Boston Philharmonic and Beethoven to New York in a few weeks. I'm excited to see them in person, but it is also streaming live. I hope you're able to come. While his impact on the musical canon is legendary, Ben's ruckus extends far into how we lead, how we live, and how we teach. The book he wrote with Ross Sander is rightly celebrated as a classic among business/motivation books, and I listen to it at least once a year. His TED talk is brilliant, and I could go on. For me, the biggest lessons from his passion as a teacher, he views his musical practice as a chance to enroll others in a journey, and the volunteers in his orchestras find that this journey, the chance to lean into possibility, to fail, to connect, to hear, and to be heard, changes their lives. I would certainly also think so. That being in his orchestra might really give you something. At the heart of possibility is change. The passion for change is available to everyone. And there's actually a YouTube video I'm not gonna play it because I'm a bit, feared of the fact that it might be copyrighted and whatever. And so yeah. The title of this post comes from one of Ben's students. He just asked to write about the music they are working on, the approach and the change they felt. Of course, any 14-year-old could easily use GPT to compose a more professional essay, but these letters are far from the banal homework of a middle school student. Instead, the letters open the door to growth, to learning, and to the humanity that we all seek. Possibility is wherever we look for it. Quietly change it. When we think about altering a policy as a setting or even the outfit we usually wear, it is easy to imagine that everyone is going to notice. But indeed, nobody gives a shit because we all think that people are talking and are looking at us, about us. But in the end, it is everyone thinking the same thing, like, I hope nobody noticed X, Y, and Z, and so on and so forth. In fact, almost no one will. That is because no one cares about the noise in our heads or the actions we take nearly as much as we do. You might think it is going to cause a big commotion when you do something that is inconsistent, but if it is generous and useful, it will simply happen. We couldn't noisily change it, even if we wanted to. And the last one for today, cheating at the golf. Someone who cheats at the friendly game of golf when nothing much is at stake. How can you possibly trust them with something important? And yet, organizations and individuals cheat at golf all the time. They put clever clauses in the fine print, spam a media list, conceal the long-term impact of short-term decisions, steal your data and use it behind your back. If they're willing to do that, what else are they doing? The benefit of the doubt is priceless, and yet people waste it every day. The magic of a page a day. This is going to be the last one because I think that it might be brilliant. Well, all of Seth's writing is brilliant, but it might be really, really useful. In 1979, the page a day calendar was born. It is basically a book on its side. It's basically a book on its side, but the user rips off a page each day. My friend Michael Acada took this concept and ran with it, creating calendars that sold millions of copies. Of course, everyone knows what day it is, and if you really needs to know the date, well, that is pretty easy to find as well. So why spend $20 on a block of pulped wood that tells you something you already know? It's the combination of presence and tension. The presence of holding today's message in your hand, bummer of a birthmark, huh? Paul, I'm sorry. It is today's inside, and it is real right here and right now. And the tension of not knowing what is tomorrow will be, and realizing that looking ahead isn't part of the deal. I've always treated this blog as aspiring to a bit of a page a day magic. The process of writing it gradually and having people read it that way is part of the appeal. So when Michael asked me to, finally, 40 plus years later, make my very own calendar, it was thrilling. And this is the first printed one I know of that includes videos. One can pre-order one today. You'll get it in plenty of time for January the 1st. No fair peeking ahead. Ha. Well, it is February the 9th, the date on which this post was posted, or this article was posted. So, there indeed is plenty of time to do so. But yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna end the episode here. I wish you the best and hopefully see you soon. So.